As promised, we're joined right now by a quarterback for the Washington football team. More than 350 yards from scrimmage and a couple of TDs in the playoffs against Tampa Bay, you recall? He signed a two-year contract with Washington last week. He has spent time with Minnesota, New England, Houston, Carolina, as well as the St. Louis Battlehawks. Played his college ball at Old Dominion. He was undrafted in 2015. Taylor Heinicke is my guest. Taylor, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Man, I'm great. And I'm anxious to talk to you. First, let me rephrase that question. You re-signed with Washington last week. So how are you doing and how is your life right about now?
It's definitely different. I've talked to many people about the past 5 years of my journey, and I've always felt like I've had one foot in, one foot out, kind of just battling my way in, trying to just stay in the league. And now it kind of feels like I'm finally have my 2 feet in. A little bit of sense of security there. A 2-year contract, so it feels good. All the hard work's paying off, and hopefully this is just the beginning.
It truly is an amazing journey. For instance, if we were to go back to December, as recently as December, you were back at Old Dominion. You were taking math classes after being out of the league since 2019. The story, Taylor, goes that you were taking mathematics in nature, number theory, discrete mathematics, applied numerical methods, and partial differential equations. Whatever any of that means, what was your life like at that point?
Yeah, from the summer until December, I was trying to figure out what plan B was. I kind of gave myself that time frame where if I didn't get a call this year, it was time to hang them up and move forward and find the next thing to do. So, I kept on training every day, and with the slight glimmer of hope in the back of my mind that, an injury may happen or something COVID-related might happen. And, sure enough, here we are. And if someone told me this is going to be the deal in January and February, 3-4 months ago, I would have took it all day. So, a lot of good things happening here, but, hopefully it's just the beginning.
Taylor Heinicke is joining us. All right, so what about that moment? Washington signs you to the practice squad on December 8th. What do you remember about that moment? What were you thinking then?
Yeah, I was actually in bed watching a movie, and I remember my agent calling me, and the first thing he says is, you ready to play some football again? And, I was pumped up, I found out it was Washington. And, the main reason they brought me in, as many of you remember, is when Denver had that COVID-related problem where they had a receiver play quarterback. Well, Washington was thinking about that situation and thought I would be the good quarantine quarterback. So I was up there in practice squad, kind of, had to keep my distance away from everybody. I was, sitting in the back of team meeting rooms and staying 10 yards away from everyone at practice. So it was a bit different, but with some things that happened here and there, I was pressing to the active spot and playing in the playoff game. So, a lot of things were moving fast. A lot of things happened pretty quickly there, but again, I wouldn't have it any other way.
They made it very clear to you. In fact, Ron Rivera, who you had already played for, said, hey, you stay away from everybody. We cannot afford to have another issue. You need to stay away from everybody. And then you get the opportunity, and then all of a sudden you find yourself getting ready for that playoff game against Tampa Bay. You saw some action against the Panthers, and then you get the word that you're going to start a playoff game. And it was clear throughout that game you were ready. You were prepared. How do you explain that? How were you so ready for that big moment in the big stage?
Well, when I wasn't in, I kept on envisioning myself having success, and I think that had a big thing to do with it. I kind of envisioned myself in scenarios like that and being successful. So when that time came, I felt like I was ready for it. And again, I was with Scott Turner in Minnesota. I was with him in Carolina. So learning the playbook wasn't difficult for me. It was something I was already accustomed to. I kind of already knew the offense pretty well, which is a big thing at this level. So when I came in, I kind of took off where I left with that offense and didn't miss a beat. So again, the biggest thing for me in those 3 to 4 weeks was just trying to get the timing with the receivers. Obviously they've gone through a long, hard season. They were tired, so I didn't really get any full speed reps. So, for instance, the first time I was throwing the Terry McLaurin was in that game. So, I thought we did pretty well, though, and again, something to build off of for next year.
That's amazing when you say that, because I was going to read you a quote from him. And what Terry said after the game was, quote, I take number 4 on my team any day of the week and twice on Sundays. I hope that we can be teammates in the future. The dude plays with no fear. I mean, to have a guy like that say something like that about you is one thing, but to have that guy say something like that about you when that was the first time that you had thrown to him in a game is absolutely amazing. What's it mean to you to hear that from him and to get that level of respect from your peers and teammates?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, coming into a new locker room, you just want to gain respect. And I remember the first day I got there, I said, I want to be the first one in, the last one out. And I think when people walk into the locker room early in the morning, they see, you know, their quarterbacks and they're studying and trying to get ready. I think that means a lot to them. And, you know, again, yeah, I had a great relationship with Chase there. And, again, it all goes back to preparation and showing those guys that, you know, you care. And so, you know, it worked out really well. I think they really respect my work ethic, my preparation. And again, it's a good thing to build off for next year.
And then, Taylor, there was that now famous dive for the end zone in the third quarter that left you with that sprained AC joint. What do you remember about that play?
Yeah, so you go back and look at the play, and I probably could have just thrown it to my first read and the running back in the flat. But I guess, you know, for some reason I didn't, and I kept on going through my reads, and they had it covered pretty well. I just remember, you know, the defensive line was actually doing a good job of keeping me in the pocket there for a little bit. And I kind of squirmed around, saw a little hole, took off. And, you know, once I saw that pylon, I kind of just took a beeline for it. And didn't necessarily know I, you know, leaped from the 4-yard line to get there. But looking back at it, it was a pretty cool play. Probably will say it might not ever happen again. But it was a cool deal.
Hey, listen, I'm not doing what I do. I'm not supposed to like fawn over the guys I talk to, but it was an amazing play. It was an absolutely amazing play to see, you know, even get off the couch after that kind of a play. But then you look at your story and it almost feels like something out of a Hollywood movie, but there are some other crazy, crazy things. Like there was that time at Old Dominion where you threw for 730 yards in a game and 5 TDs against UNH. I just want to make sure that I'm clear on this. That was in an actual football game, right? Not a video game. 730 yards passing. That happened.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was my sophomore year. It was our first game in conference. And, you know, it was a good conference in the FCS level, that CAA. You know, you got JMU, you got Delaware, you got all those guys. So New Hampshire came into town. They jumped up on us quick, pretty early. They were up 24 points in the first quarter. And I remember the our offensive coordinator, Coach Scott, comes up and says, we're going to throw the ball every play and try and win this game. I was like, okay. Well, you know, 79 passes later, you know, I'm right there at 730 yards, and we come back and win the game 64-61. So that was really the beginning of it all. And, you know, just Coach Scott, you know, believing in me to throw the ball 79 times in the game, you know, it really kicked everything off.
Dude, how did your arm feel the next day? Were you hanging? Like, what's that like?
You know, it wasn't, because I was feeling good, you know. But, you know, if we didn't win the game, it definitely would have been hurting a little bit more. But, again, you know, when you throw 730 yards and come back from a 24-point deficit, you know, you feel pretty good about it.
So before I let you go, just to circle back, knowing everything you've been through and the journey you've been on and what you've gone through even since college, what does it mean to you to sign that extension?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, it's everything that you work for as a kid. You know, I dreamed of playing in the NFL. I grew up watching guys like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. You know, I was born a Packer fan, so I like to think that when I'm out there, I just try and have fun, just like Brett Favre was out there doing. You know, leaving it all on the line every game. I just going out there and trying to win games. So, you know, for this to happen. And just 4 months ago, I was taking classes, not thinking I'd ever play again. It's definitely a blessing, and again, I hope it's just the beginning of this wild ride.
So, I mean, Taylor, clearly you belonged out there. The moment was not too big for you, and you were in there trading shots with Tom Brady coming down. Like, if you grew up watching Brett Favre, admiring Brett Favre and guys like that and Aaron Rodgers, was there any part of you at any moment during that game where you're like, damn, I mean, I literally am standing in and trading blow for blow with the alleged GOAT?
No. Again, you know, a lot of people have asked me that, and you know, it's kind of cliche to say that, you know, I'm not playing Tom, I'm playing the defense. But again, the whole game, I'm like, this might be my last chance. This might be my last opportunity to play some ball. I'm gonna go out there and have some fun, and see if we can, you know, pull out this upset. You know, no one was giving us a chance, so we had nothing to lose. We kind of left it all out there. And again, I thought we played a really good game.
Here's the last thought. I'm really struck by this because three or four times in this conversation, you've said, I hope this is the start of something great. So how do you go about building on the last few months as you get ready for next season? What's your process and plan?
Yeah, I'm already back down in Atlanta, my hometown, and I'm back to training already. So, again, I kind of look back at everything that's happened, and I'm proud of myself. But, again, I don't want that to be the peak. I just want that to be the beginning. So, hopefully, there's a lot more games like that, a lot more opportunities, and hopefully, the main goal is to go win the Super Bowl. So, whether it's me starting next year or someone else, that's the main goal. So, that's where my mind's at right now.
Signed that 2-year contract with Washington last week, more than 350 yards from scrimmage and 2 TDs in that playoff game against Tampa Bay. Taylor Heinicke, our guest. Taylor, great to have you on the show. Really appreciate the conversation. Hope we can do it again next season. Thanks for the time. That was nice.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Taylor. Great job.